Hi, I'm Brad Bloom, publisher of Faith and Fitness Magazine, with another Faith and Fitness Magazine podcast. My guest today is Susan Neal, RN, an author, speaker, and certified health and wellness coach. Susan has a new book out titled Christian Study Guide for 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. Her new article in Faith and Fitness Magazine is Goodbye Sugar. Susan, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Susan, tell us about this book. Well, actually, you've been in Faith and Fitness Magazine before, and it's been about your book on Scripture Yoga.
Right.
So, for all of our listeners, just give them a brief overview of what Scripture Yoga is.
Scripture Yoga is where I recite theme-based Bible verses during the yoga class so that you can meditate on the Word of God while exercising. So while holding the yoga pose, you focus on God's word. And I have Scripture Yoga book, DVDs, and yoga decks at christianyoga.com.
So a lot of resources. And, you know, I always think I've talked to a lot of church leaders and fitness professionals, and they're like, okay, well, we do Zumba or yoga, and, you know, and, I say, no, there are resources that are very specifically Christian faith centered. And so that's why we've had you in the magazine before. I'm excited about it. And so this is a new book that if you're not into yoga, and some people aren't, that it's still a great health and wellness resource. And before we get into this, I want to ask one more question. How did you get into health and wellness? Give us a little history.
Okay, well, I'm an RN. I have a master's in health science and an MBA. And 8 years ago, I lost my health with 10 medical diagnoses and 2 surgeries. I could barely get out of bed. It was just terrible. So I understand the devastating effects of being ill. I recovered my health because God creates our bodies to heal if we give it the right building blocks and do the right things for it. So I want to help others reclaim their health and weight like I was able to do mine. So I wrote 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates, and then I followed up by writing a Christian study guide for 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates to help the emotional connection that someone may have with food.
Excellent. Well, thanks for sharing that history. You know, I'll be real honest with you, I'm an ectomorph. So I can, like, eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and still barely put on a pound, even at my age. But
not the rest of us.
I've been a, you know, I always tell people, if you're going to eat some sugars, you know, you want something sweet, it's better to eat real sugar as compared to some of this artificial stuff that's out there. But so let's get into the whole sugar thing, and you can go ahead and demonize sugar all you want to. But am I bad for eating a little sugar?
Well, I have like a rule of 80-20% rule, where 80% of the time you want to eat well, 20% of the time go ahead and eat what you want because you don't want a noose around your neck. But instead, what I look at things is eat God's food. Okay, God created human beings. He planted the garden in the Garden of Eden. He gave us the foods to nourish us. That's fruits, vegetables, whole grains, not refined grains, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and meat. And so we should eat those items. Those are God's food groups, not the USDA's. And we should not be eating food manufacturers' food that they create and put in boxes and bags that have an extended shelf life, that do not provide any type of nourishment for the human body, and actually are could be harmful for us, like you were saying, with artificial sweeteners are harmful for us.
Yeah, so, and you made a good point. We've done articles in the magazine before about eating raw foods. You know, I've interviewed an author that has a book out called Rawsome Recipes, you know, just the good old-fashioned raw food. Let me ask you, though, in terms of sugars, I like some fresh fruit, and that's got sugar in it, you know. How about that?
That's God's food. Yeah, eat God's fruits. God's fruits are wonderful. Yes, he made them for it. You see, that's his dessert for us. You know, and some of the fruits are so sweet and delicious, it's like eating God's candy. So don't eat the food manufacturer's candy. Eat God's candy and desserts through fruit.
And is there any studies out there on the physiological differences that or how it affects our body, the differences between that natural sugar, you know, that you're going to get in a raw piece of fruit and sprinkling on sugar from a packet?
Okay, well, think of the raw piece of fruit. The apple has fiber. Okay, that fiber and with the sugar is going to metabolize slowly. Your blood sugar does not spike. Your blood sugar maintains and it's stabilized during the while you're eating the piece of fruit. So when you have sugar, it makes your glycemic index just really go up, and then it plummets. And you feel so wiped out and drained after you've had that dessert or you put the couple of packets of sugar in your coffee or tea. So, and also you need to realize that the up and down with the blood sugar is a contributing factor to Alzheimer's and dementia. Yes, physicians are calling Alzheimer's and dementia diabetes free. You want to have a stable blood sugar. If you eat a piece of fruit that has fiber, your blood sugar remains level.
So let's get into these seven steps, Susan. Tell us a little bit about each one. Just, you know, I know you can't really get into in this podcast the depth of it, but if you would just highlight the seven steps, and I want people to get into that book and look more closely at it.
Okay. The first step is to decide. Okay. And this is the most important step. Because nobody can make you do this. It has to be your choice. So pray and ask God to help you improve your health and well-being. Two is to acquire a support system. Get a prayer partner. Three, you need to clean out that pantry and refrigerator and get rid of all the bad stuff. But you also need to acquire the knowledge of what is good and what is bad, because it's very confusing. And you also need to clean out your emotions. That's part of step three. And that's why I wrote Christian Study Guide for Seven Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates, because sometimes we have a hole in our heart. You know, we may have unforgiveness, abuse, addiction, whatever it may be. And the Christian Study Guide will help you heal those wounds, so that you can have more of an arm's distance relationship with food and turn to God instead of food to fill the hole in your heart. Four, purchase healthy foods and possibly an anti-candida cleanse. I go all into candida in seven steps to get off sugar and carbohydrates because it's an overgrowth of yeast. If you've ever taken antibiotics, you may have an overgrowth of candida. I have a test in the book for you to take to figure that out. Five, you want to plan for the start date and begin changing your eating habits. Six, you want to prepare and eat foods differently than before. And seven, you want to maintain this lifestyle for the rest of your life. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change. Eat God's foods for the rest of your life.
So what do you mean by, I think you said step five was prepare that start date, right?
Yes.
What do you mean prepare a start date? Why not just start today?
Because, like, for example, I have a closed Facebook group. You're welcome to join it. It's called Seven Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. I had a couple of people on there say, I'm going to start the day after Easter. I'm going to start the day after Mother's Day. I'm going to start the day after my birthday. You know, so then they don't want to feel like, oh, they're missing out on these wonderful celebrations and holidays. And it's not like you have to do that all the time. Anyway, they choose a start date. And then from that point on, they're going to try and eat well 80% of the time.
So those holidays are going to come around again, though. What do they do when they get to those holidays and they're now making a greater commitment to better health and wellness, to reduce the amount of sugar? I mean, because you know, honestly, this year in particular, Easter was a really long season at the stores. There was like candy screaming at me every time I walked into the store for about 6 to 8 weeks prior to Easter.
Right. Well, it's interesting how your taste buds change. It takes about a week. When you get off sugar, it takes about a week. I say on a Wednesday, start getting off of sugar, and then over the weekend, rest. And by the next week, you're over it. And then those candies that you're talking about, Brad, they don't tempt you as much. And then when you are at a holiday, go ahead and take a little slice of cheesecake or a little slice of tiramisu or, you know, whatever it may be, an apple pie, you know, your mom made sure, go ahead and eat. But make it a, you know, I say make it a smaller slice. I mean, that's perfectly fine. And then when you do that, oh, when you taste that delicious food, you really savor it and you appreciate it instead of just, so many times our taste buds get like oversaturated with sweetness to where we want everything sweet. Well, God didn't make it that way. He made it to where we had, you know, the fruit with the sweetness occasionally, and then it wasn't loads of fruit. I mean, loads of sugar.
Yeah, yeah. So you sort of put the words tiramisu and delicious pretty close together, but...
They are.
Okay, and I agree, but... How about these natural foods, this healthier way of eating?
Okay.
Are we going to find it equally as delicious?
Do you know what I love? Okay, two of my favorites are...
This is a rhetorical question, by the way, because I already know the answer. But go ahead.
Well, two of my favorites are a green apple with homemade almond butter. I roast almonds and pecans. It takes like 12 minutes to roast them, 300 degree oven. Pull them out, put them in your food processor. 5 minutes later, you have homemade almond butter. You slice up your green apple. You slather it with that homemade almond pecan butter. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it really is good. It sounds delicious.
It is so delicious. Another thing I love is you get a 70% dark chocolate bar, and you melt it on top. I usually use Ghirardelli chocolate. You melt it on top of the stove, and you throw in a whole bunch of nuts and seeds. If you want a few currants, you can add them in, and then you put them on wax paper, like in little cookie, bite-sized cookies. Oh, my gosh, that's like my dessert for that week, and I just eat two every afternoon. It gives me that dark chocolate with a little caffeine, and oh, it's delicious. And dark chocolate's good for you.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, once your tongue readjusts to more natural and healthy foods, what we discover is they're really amazingly delicious. The flavors that God has put into foods are robust. If we just will get rid of all the junk that manufacturers cover it up with.
That's so true.
So tell me now, let's get a bit more into the carbohydrates portion here. There's all these diets, and we're not ones to really promote this diet or that diet. We say everybody's body's going to be functioning a little different. You need to sort of figure out what works for you. But for most people, they got to have some carbohydrates. You know, and these people that do these diets that are like no carbs, are just like crashing, grumpy. So tell us about the carbohydrates component of your book.
Well, I wrote an article recently, and it was talking about carbohydrates, and it was the article for kids. And carbohydrates are like our energy source. They're like our gas. But you want the full carbohydrate. You want quinoa. You want brown rice. You know, you do not want white rice, and you do not want white flour. White flour was stripped of all of its nutrients. Yep, the steamroller came around, it stripped it of its nutrients, and that was like around the turn of the century in the 1940s. Americans were getting all of these diseases because they didn't have their B vitamins anymore from the wheat, and so the USDA required manufacturers to enrich the food. So they enrich white rice because they take the nutrients out. They enrich white flour because they take the nutrients out. But then these products can sit on the shelf for who knows how long. Now, does that make sense to take out God's nutrients and put in manufactured vitamins? No. So you want a whole carbohydrate made by God, not a refined one.
Good. Good, yeah. And so you're not necessarily saying no sugar, no carbohydrates. You're talking about finding better sugars and better carbohydrates.
Yes, it's a mindset change to eating God's foods, his whole foods, and not the food manufacturers. It's like this process and the books that I have and resources, it's simple. It's not about adding up this or counting that or getting rid of this. It's every single time you go to eat something, look at the food. Did God create it or did a food manufacturer?
Yeah. Let's talk a bit about the Christian study guide. I want to try to set a vision for our listeners here of how they should go about talking to their church leader and saying, hey, this would make for a great small group, or going to their gym, wherever they are, and talking to the group exercise instructor or nutritionist and getting this resource there. Because I think a lot of times people are like, well, the Bible study's got to be just the Bible study that the church does, and the gym, you know, they're using some other program. So how can we start to see this book as a resource being used at gyms and churches more?
That would be wonderful. Yes, absolutely. I did it at my church. And so, you know, everybody got the Christian study guide and the corresponding 7 steps to get off sugar and carbohydrates. And you just go week by week and you have this community of believers who is there with you, and we are supporting each other. And when you do this Christian study guide, it is deep. We get into, you know, things that have happened from our past. And, you know, dig up, you know, abuse or generational bondage or unforgiveness. And we go through, and as, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, we pray for each other and purge this and ask for God's healing, so then we can have a healthier relationship with food and a healthier relationship with God and all the other individuals in our lives. So individuals can just go to any bookstore. You can even go to walmart.com and order these books. You can go to my website, SusanUNeal.com, and order these books and do it. And
cool.
I have a closed Facebook group to go along with.
We can figure that out. But let me ask you a question. So is this a 7-week study then?
Yeah.
Or? Just 7 weeks.
7 weeks.
Okay. And basically, how long would a class session last? Or what would you recommend a class length be? 1 hour, half hour, hour and a half, what?
Between 60 and 90 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do they usually have a little singing time? I'm thinking back to when you did it with your church group, a little praise and worship or what? And do they incorporate any exercise before or after?
No, but what I did is I always brought a healthy snack. So I would bring the homemade almond butter with, or homemade granola, or the chocolate and the nuts. I always brought a healthy snack. And this book, The 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates, has over 50 recipes. So it gives you ideas of exactly what to eat. And then I suggest in here, the Christian Study Guide has group guidelines. So it has guidelines for you to go by, and it suggests for the leader. It has a leader section in the back of the book, and it suggests for the leader to maybe go ahead and bring a healthy snack and introduce people to these different ideas of eating God's fresh foods.
And then once they're all done, what typically happens after that?
Well,
after a 7-week session.
Well, my pastor's wife has lost 35 pounds right now. She had a triple bypass, and they almost lost her with a heart attack. So she really, really needed to improve her health to continue to serve God. All this focus is to improve your health so you can serve God better. Because when you have excess weight or you are unhealthy, you can't serve him to the best of your ability and fulfill his God-given purpose for you on this earth.
And Susan, we were recently at the Blue Ridge Mountains Christian Writers Conference in North Carolina, Ridgecrest, and it's just gorgeous, the mountains and everything. Could conceivably a group that's doing a 7-week study like this have as a culminating experience some sort of a little weekend fitness retreat where they just sort of go and sort of put the exclamation mark on the end of it?
Oh, that is just an excellent idea, right? You could have a retreat and just do over 3 days and every day just do like 2 sessions. Yes, you sure could.
Yeah. So, folks, what I want you to do is, you know, check out these books and think about all the different ways that you can do it. This is really, you know, what we see in Faith and Fitness magazine as we talk to churches and individuals and gyms all around the country, is that people everywhere, Christian and otherwise, are looking for more intimate relationships, ways that they can support each other more, get down to the real. And I think a book like this can really help people do that. Do you see women sort of having a whole transition in their life, just not nutritionally, but emotionally and spiritually as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you have just healings of emotional issues and then just being able to come out of the fog and have energy and serve your family, serve your church, and serve God so much better in a healthy body. I know many people who have taken my Bible study have received that.
Cool. Well, listen, Susan, it's been great speaking with you. And by the way, you got a new book in the pipeline?
Yes, it's about gluten sensitivity.
Okay, gluten sensitivity, and that'll be coming out in...
Probably 2020.
2020, all right. Well, good. Well, I appreciate you contributing to Faith and Fitness magazine. The article, again, is Goodbye Sugar, and I think there's a little video in there as well. So it's really been great talking with you, and I know that our readers are always trying to figure out ways that they can just eat healthier, reduce that sugar down. Again, we're not talking about getting rid of it. We're just talking about doing it better. So any final comment?
Two things. One is when I do eat anything that has sugar, I make sure it has no more than 10 grams of sugar per serving.
How do you figure that out?
Oh, you look in the back of the package. Well, say you're eating a granola bar. If it's 20 grams of sugar, I only eat half the granola bar.
And how about if it's fresh fruit? Then do we still go to 10 grams?
No. Don't worry about the fruit, unless you're going to be eating an excessive amount. But if you are eating something like a granola bar or cereal, then check it. And then the other thing is, I'd like to give you my free gift, which is a 7-day challenge to reboot your metabolism. And it is at SusanUNeal, that's NEAL.com/7, that's the number, day challenge, 7-day challenge.
Thanks, Susan. Well, listen, this has been another Faith and Fitness Magazine podcast, and we are going to be having more of them, so be looking for them. This is one that's running just a little over 23 minutes, so it's a good thing to listen to while you're exercising or driving or maybe preparing that healthy meal. And check out our nutrition department, our spa and fitness retreat department, and you'll be seeing more content like this.